AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Three white men involved in the shooting death of Ahmaud Arbery, a black man, in their neighborhood near Brunswick, Georgia, in February 2020, have been found guilty of murder and other charges. The man who shot Arbery with a shotgun, Travis McMichael, convicted on all nine charges against him. Judge Timothy Walmsley reading the verdict in the first charge against McMichael.
Count one, malice murder. We, the jury, find the defendant, Travis McMichael, guilty. I'm going to ask that whoever just made an outburst be removed from the court, please.
That from Court TV. The jury convicting McMichael's father, Greg, along with their neighbor, William Roddy Bryant. All three face at least life in prison. Walmsley will decide if the sentence would be with or without the chance of parole. No sentencing date has been set. The Reverend Al Sharpton calls the verdicts historic.
Brunswick, Georgia will go down in history as the place that criminal justice took a different turn.
President Biden nominates Shalonda Young to head the Office of Management and Budget.
Shalonda came to Washington two decades ago as a presidential management fellow, an important training ground for young people interested in public service. And prior to joining my administration, she served for several years as a staff director for the U.S. House Committee on Appropriation, where she earned the trust, respect, and admiration of Democrats and Republicans alike.
Biden also nominated Nanny Coloretti as Young's deputy. If confirmed by the Senate, Young would be the first black woman to lead the Office of Management and Budget, while Coloretti, who is Filipino-American, would be one of the highest-ranking Asian Americans in the Biden administration. Wobbly day of trading ahead of Thanksgiving, the Dow off 9 while the Nasdaq gained 61 and the S&P edged up 10. This is AP News. More than 30 migrants bound from France to England are dead after their boat sank while trying to cross the English Channel. French officials say 31 bodies, including those of five women and a young girl, have been recovered. Two people have survived. Another appears to be missing since the craft went down in the afternoon. The balloons for New York's Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade are being inflated. Mayor Bill de Blasio admits to being excited about the parade returning to form following last year's pandemic-restricted march.
This is a labor of love every year. It's such a beautiful thing. So listen, these balloons, just for people to come and see them pumped up, the families come out, kids come out, it's absolutely beautiful. And then the parade itself is one of the best moments of the whole year.
New balloons joining the lineup include Ada Twist, Scientist, the pint-sized hero from The Mandalorian, and the Pokemon characters Pikachu and Eevee on a sled. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.